paper in the journal Science this week is very worrying for several reasons, because it says that the Amazon rainforest, which, let me tell you, is absolutely huge, 6 million square kilometres of surface of the land in South America that it covers, could actually become our worst enemy if there is a massive acceleration of the greenhouse effect. This is the work of Oliver Phillips. He's an ecologist at Leeds University, and he, together with 68 international collaborators, have been monitoring the Amazon for a long time, and the way they've been doing this is by setting up 136 study plots. These are small areas of the Amazon which they routinely visit, and they measure the growth of trees, plants, shrubs, and what's living and what's dying, the idea being to calculate how much biomass, how much living material is in each of these plots. This means you can calculate how much carbon it must be locking away or releasing, and this gives you an idea as to how much carbon dioxide the whole of the Amazon is able to take away or put back into the atmosphere year on year. And to put it into perspective, the Amazon actually locks away something like, at the moment, 100 billion tonnes of carbon. And what their research showed, that in all of the years leading up to 2005, every single hectare of the Amazon rainforest was taking out of the atmosphere at least a ton of carbon every single year. But then in 2005, something dramatic happened. If you cast your mind back, you'll probably remember that it was the same year that Hurricane Katrina occurred. And Hurricane Katrina was driven or spawned by a pool of very warm water in the North Atlantic. That's what kindles hurricanes. And what the knock-on effect of that was to trigger a drought in the Amazon. And because areas of the Amazon were deprived of rainfall, lots of trees began to die. And the death of those trees and the stalling of the growth in the Amazon meant that instead of locking away carbon, it began to release carbon. And in the worst case scenarios, about 2 tonnes of carbon began to be released per hectare of the Amazon rainforest. Now, what Oliver Phillips says is that at the moment, the Amazon is one of our best allies. It's accounting for a huge drawdown of carbon dioxide every single year. It's soaking up a lot of the carbon dioxide that we put into the atmosphere. But if climate change goes ahead, we're going to see higher temperatures of the ocean waters. We may therefore see more droughts over the Amazon in future. And this means this event could play out more often. And this means that if you do see more droughts in the Amazon, you will see more releases of carbon and carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which could trigger a much faster greenhouse effect or an acceleration of the greenhouse effect. So, as he puts it, we need to move this up the political agenda.
Worrying stuff.